Hello everyone. Once again, very welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 2, Episode 15, 26-6. Well, how have you all been? I hope you are staying safe and very strong, taking extremely good care of yourself. Social distancing, masks, and repeated hand washing, all this seems to be a way of life now, right? Well, please take care of yourself, and with all this, let me bring to you a highlight of two recent papers that emerged from collaborative efforts from IIT Delhi and Tsukuba Dialab teams. Some of you might have also seen press release from IIT Delhi on May the 18th. It titled as Ashwagandha takes the lead to be the Mother Nature's COVID-19 warrior. I'm sure you all know of the novel strain of coronavirus that emerged in Wuhan city in China. It caused pneumonia outbreak, caused global health emergency, disrupted normal life to the extent of calling world almost to a halt. You can well imagine that any effort to deal with the current pandemic will be so important. While new line of drug and vaccine development have been initiated worldwide, in the current scenario of highly infected numbers, severity of the disease and high morbidity, repurposing of existing drugs is heavily explored. And one way to do this is to recruit integrative genomics and bioinformatics research tools. New SARS coronavirus genome and structure have been recently published. This information, together with bioinformatics, is used for triggering drug designing. Dialab teams at IIT Delhi and AST Japan have been collaborating on research on natural compounds from ashwagandha and propolis from last several years. They explored the possibility of some of their bioactives to interact with SARS-CoV-2. They used information of the X-ray crystal structure of viral protein called main protease. This protein is essential for viral replication in host cells. And they used information in the binding of Mpro, main protease, to its inhibitor called N3. And they performed biomolecular interaction analysis of Mpro with bioactives from ashwagandha and propolis. What they discovered is, with the known, a natural compound derived from ashwagandha and caffeic acid phenethyl ester called CAPE, an active ingredient of propolis, have the potential to interact with and block the activity of Mpro. Very interestingly, vidafrin A did not show equivalent binding to Mpro. Well, they didn't stop here and went ahead to search the capability of these bioactives to modulate host cell surface protein or receptor called transmembrane protease serine 2, TMPRSS2. This receptor is required for successful entry of virus to the host cells. Very interesting. They again selected vidinone, predicting that vidinone may work as two-way sword, like it may inhibit the viral protein Mpro and also cell surface receptor of the host cells required for viral infection. Not only that, they also report that vidinone caused transcriptional downregulation of TMPRSS receptor. Thus, vidinone is predicted to act in more than one way for its anti-COVID-19 activity. The team said that since these findings are likely to 1. Connect to save time and cost required for screening for anti-COVID-19 drugs, 2. May also offer some preventive and therapeutic value for management of COVID-19 pandemic, the validation of these research results in the laboratory and clinical tests should be done on priority basis. They also added that although ashwagandha and propolis are easily available and affordable, one has to be conscious about the content of bioactive ingredients. Well, CAPE, although is a major component of propolis, its amount and stability are critical factors that could be managed by generating its complex with cyclodextrin, their earlier studies described. Vidinone, on the other hand, varies with not only the geography of the plant comes from, but also the parts and the size of the plant. So, in order to acquire or appreciate particular effect, one must use the right and quality-controlled resource and extracts. The team analyzed vidinone content in different parts of the plant and described that it is particularly enriched in stem. Well, for details, please see the articles appeared in most recent issue of Journal of Biomolecular Structure and Dynamics. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Please take care and stay connected. Bye-bye.